near the rising billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Mitch.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
Hi, it's Christopher Cubby with Think Bold, Be Bold, and I'm here with Alan Witch, the awesomest guy in the world. Is that even a word?
Awesomest? Awesomest?
Why not? Awesomeness?
Why not? Awesomeness? We're mavericks. Make up our own words.
We can make up our own stuff.
Make
you're
up
right.
Our own
and so we shall. So you are awesomeness. How are you?
Doing wonderful. We're doing wonderful. We've been on a while this morning. We've had a number of guests today. We're doing kind of a podcast day, so this is exciting. Yeah. But today's guest is the last guest of the day. We saved the best for last, and excited
don't
about
that.
Doing well. Huh?
I said,
are you still doing good, or am I yelling too loud?
No, I said, don't say that out loud. That is the
don't say that out loud.
Yeah, we saved the best for last. His head can't even fit in the screen right now. So,
well, I had to adjust my screen, and that's what it was from. I guess that comment. So, oh man, I'm
yeah, back up, everybody. But here we are. Yep. Sorry, Alan, I just had to throw that in just
because,
we're having some fun.
We're having some people back on our show. You know, we look back at we've done, 140, 150, I don't know how many shows we've done, something like that.
Reviews,
not 200 yet, but we're looking back and looking at some of the memorable guests and the people we've really resonated with. And now that we're on a new platform, we've got a much bigger reach and a much bigger audience. We wanted to have a few of those people back. And today's guest is not new to that. He was on back kind of in our, a little bit in our infancy, about a third the way through. I think he was guest number, I looked this up. I think it's number 44. That was back in April of 2016. So actually, I think
we're
did it in
up.
February of 2016.
Up.
We're all grown up now. So it's been exciting to connect and stay connected with him, and not only for him to see our growth, but for us to see his growth. And we're excited about it. And I know he's on even a higher mission now, and having some great success, and doing some pivoting along the way, and doing some collaboration and growing. So we're really going to be able to see where he was at when he started, and where he's at now, and where he's going to head, and what that really means for the listener. So we're really excited. Break down the walls to success. Success is an attitude, not a destination. So with that said, the author and today's guest, Baris Jahanian. Baris, welcome again to Think Bold, Be Bold.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate you guys having me on a second time, and I'm excited to be here. This is exciting. I got to say, though, you're not making my head swell, because when I was growing up, my grandmother used to say to my younger sister, last one, best one, and I was always a little bit jealous that she got to be the best one. So today's my shot, and I hope she listens to this podcast so that she knows that I am now the best one.
I love it. And you know, we talked about this before. You have a very competitive family, and I love that, because you're all entrepreneurs and you're all doing something that, you know, you really love, and it's awesome. I could just imagine, you know, what the dinner table is when you all get together, and what the conversation is. So there you go. A shot on the radio. And listen, we're being broadcast now and featured on C-Suite Radio, so larger audience, and certainly Baris' message just went, loud and clear. So there you go, sis.
We definitely have three type A personalities, too, at the dinner table. It's definitely a triple threat.
Can we say that? Even though I just did.
Sure,
I don't know.
Sure, go for it.
Sure, there you go. So, Bearsh, you know, you've been a busy busy man, and, you know, we've had the privilege of chatting with you and catching up a little bit off air. And, you know, let's let everybody know where things are at, and you know, always good to see what transpired and where those maybe epiphanies or ideas or even some great stories along that journey in the last, let's say, year and a half.
Wow. Well, that's a loaded question. There's a lot that's gone on, and to pick any one thing is probably going to be tough. But I'll tell you, a lot of different things have changed since then. In fact, I'll go back a little bit further than that. We all start on this journey. We're just some random person who had an idea about what we want to do. And we make this decision at some point to cross this line into entrepreneurship. And when we do that, we open our arms, we open our minds, we open our hearts to things that are going to not only happen for us, but to us. And we have to be accepting of those things. We have to be prepared and ready for those things. And I think a lot of people who fail in entrepreneurship fail because they're not prepared for the negative things that happen. And along the way, lots of negative things happen. Your hopes are dashed. You have a vision of certain things falling into place in a certain timeline, and life doesn't happen that way. Life has its own timeline and its own way to let the different events in your life transpire. And I think we have to be accepting of those. So you know, when I got started, I had no clue what I was doing. And when I met you folks, I was really formulating. I was in the place where I was formulating where I was going. And I felt like I was that seedling in the ground that finally sprouted some roots and popped maybe above the surface a little bit. And in the last year and a half, it's actually been almost 2 years, I suppose, if we're talking about April. April, was it mm-hmm. April 1st? Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, we aired it on April 1st, but I think you were – on February 11th,
there
2016
you go.
Okay, is when
so
we actually –
very close. 2 years.
It was almost 2 years ago that we mm-hmm. we spoke the first time. And an incredible amount of things have transpired. I had been looking for, and I always think big. I'm one of those people. I don't like to think small. I see global. That's my vision for myself. I see myself waking up one morning in Greece with a team of other speakers who are going to bring the house down later that day in an event that we have scheduled there. And that's just where I think. That's where my mind is. And I was looking for a coach who could take me to that place. And I turned down a lot of people because they thought small. They were thinking local, and I was thinking global. When I say local, right. They were literally thinking local, and they weren't hearing what I was saying. So I quickly moved on, and I found this guy, James Malachak, who's my coach, and uh-huh. he got me to the place
nice guy.
Love James.
I finally have my book written. My book is in the process of being printed right now. It'll be here in a few weeks. I'm really excited about that. I actually dotted the last I and crossed the last T about an hour and a half ago. So I've got
that's
that.
That's exciting. Congrats on that. Congrats. Yeah. That's
thanks
awesome.
So much. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
A lot of people have written a lot of books, and some people have written no books. And the fact that I've written a book is, I don't know, it changes how you feel about yourself, and it changes how other people view you. I looked at my computer screen, and I looked at all the – I counted the words and the characters that I typed into my computer, and it blew my mind that I had done that. And my reason for saying that is not to pat myself on the back. I'm just an everyday guy, just like anyone who's listening, just like anyone who's even not listening. I'm just an everyday guy who decided to write that book, and that's all I did. I needed some help along the way. That's okay. We all need some help along the way. Everyone mm-hmm. needs help along the way.
Sure.
I needed some help. I needed a push. I needed a little bit of a format for how my book should be structured. My coach did that for me. James helped me with that, and I was just off to the races with it, and I'm excited that it'll be in my hand in just a few weeks. I'm really pumped about that. So that's one of the big things that's happened. I created a new website for myself that has really popped some people's eyeballs better than the website that I had before. I did it myself. It's something I struggled with for a long time.
Hey, kudos to that. I just want to – kudos to the struggle, man. Because
absolutely,
most people won't do it. Sorry, that's a big piece.
I wanted, literally, for 10-plus years, I wanted to be able to create a website on my own. And I thought I should be able to because I was really good with computer things. But for whatever reason, I wasn't getting it. And I had a friend of mine who said, oh, I can show you how to do that. He literally, over the telephone, with no screen sharing, he said, go to this place, go to that place. And he showed me how to do about two or three things. And when he showed me those things, then I knew how to do it. I understood what I needed to do, and I could begin to figure things out on my own. I just needed that start to understand the language. It's kind of like if you go to a foreign country, and you get there, and you know no words at all, and someone gives you a few tips to start to understand, and once that happens, you begin to it begins to spiral out of control, where you start to get the next thing, and the next things, and those dominoes start to fall.
For sure. And, you know, just big shout out for James Malinchak. What a great guy. And I'm glad you brought that up. But let's talk about coaching for a second, Barish, because I know you help others, you know, and you've been a teacher, which, you know, I said last time we spoke, it's such, you know, listen, folks, the audience, isn't he great to just listen to? I just love listening to him. And that's why obviously he's a great speaker and he's well sought after out there in the speaking world. But, you know, let's talk about coaching, Barish, now that I gave you a hooray for 2000. See, I like doing things nice for people, and that was my nice thing to do today, okay?
I will tell you that now my head now no longer fits in the screen.
No, but let's talk about coaching.
You.
And yeah, right. coaching and, you know, just you were obviously – very clear in some ways what you wanted, and then as you journeyed on and you went through that and you figured out, man, this is like I need to learn a little bit more, right? And I need to connect with some people. But tell us about coaching and what that's done. And you know, I love hearing this because you know people need to understand how powerful it is. That's why.
Well, first of all, coaching for me wasn't something that I anticipated doing. In fact, my teaching career sort of fell in my lap. And this is, you know, over 30 years ago. I wasn't expecting to do that either. And that somewhat fell in my lap. And coaching happened in a very similar way. I had a few people ask me about helping them with their speaking chops. And I said, no, I don't do that. And afterwards, I thought, well, why don't I do that? I could. I know how to teach. I know how to speak. It's an easy translation to take teaching and just use the same concepts and teach people how to speak.
Sure.
So I had taken zero action on it. About a year and a half ago, on my birthday, a buddy of mine and I, we did a mud run. And at the mud run, on one of the obstacles, he had to walk across this 2x4 about 30 feet over water. And I was just about to the end and I thought, I got a little full of myself. I was going to jump the rest of the way. And when I jumped, my foot slipped, and I gashed my shin on the edge of this thing, which was a 2x4.
Ouch.
And it slid down about 12 inches. And I had this scrape on my leg. Well, the people behind me, I heard a palpable, oh, because it felt like it sounded like I snapped my shin in half, which I did not do, thankfully. But I gashed it, and because this was a mud run, it got infected. I finished the run. Mm-hmm. I was able to keep going, but it got infected, and I spent the next 6 weeks on my back because my leg was swollen, and if I stood up, it felt like someone was taking a hot iron and pressing it against my shin. So I was laying on my back, and I thought, what am I going to do with myself? I can't do anything. I'm stuck right here. It's me and my computer. So I thought, well, this is as good a time as any to create a student portal on my website and start to get some coaching clients. And I want to create, I created some content for them. I surfed the internet and found some different apps that I could use for my website. And I created it. And within about 2 months from the day that I said, I want to do this, I had my first client. And the first client, believe it or not, is this woman. Her name's Deborah, and Deborah lives up in Connecticut. And she conducts masterminds. She's a coach herself. She's a life coach. And she conducts masterminds for CEOs, $15,000, $25,000 a year. And that's what she does. And I taught her how to present to these executives And she was scared to death because she'd never really been a speaker before, and she had to put together this 10-minute presentation. I said, look, it's a formula. We're going to put this formula together. We're going to just plug in your content, and you're going to do great. She was nervous. She said, I'll trust you. I'll trust you. I'll trust you. She was my first client. She went and she did this. She called me the next day. She said, Berge, they said I was one of the very best presenters they've ever had, ever. I said, that's awesome, Deborah. I knew you could do it. She did a great job. And it just comes down to the fact that there's a formula for everything. And if you follow the formula, and it's like what Tony Robbins said, find someone who has had the success that you want to have, do exactly the same thing they did, and you'll have the same success. So Deborah was open-minded enough to do that, and she had great success. And from that point on, I've just loved coaching, the coaching folks with speaking, because you know, you end up being a little bit of a life coach with them too, because they all have a little bit of a fear when it comes to speaking. So we've got to work through some of those things. But to see that transformation in someone is really exciting, and I really love doing it. And it brings me back to when I got to teach before, and I get to be a teacher again. So I love that.
I love that. And preparation meets opportunity, and definitely you're going to have some great results from that. What you know, a lot of people would deem as success. So that's
Chris,
fantastic.
I really believe sometimes we go on a path, and we're on the path that we believe we should be on, or maybe the path that we want to be on. But the universe says no, and it taps you on the shoulder a couple of times. And I had those taps. Hey, could you show me how to speak? And I had those taps, and I didn't listen to the taps. So the universe whacked me in my shin with the 2x4 to get my attention.
That's a great way to
I've
put it.
I've had a couple of those trips in the desert, you know.
Yes.
It's like you wind up with nothing, and you got to figure out how you're going to get to where you're going to get until you really realize where you're at and the resource you have and exactly what that means. You know, that goes back to, you know, using your circumstances to better your position. And, you know, that's what you've been talking about. And I think a lot of people look at their circumstances and they go, man, this is actually halting my growth. This is actually halting me from getting to where I want to be. But in actuality, it's not. It's preparing you for where you're going to be, and understanding that and actually embracing that and using that is a key thing. And I would imagine, I mean, I heard that in your voice, and I'm sure you're finding that with your clients too. Are people seeing that aha moment as they go? They're going, okay, I get it now. It's like you can look back on it and say, okay, that makes sense. That roadmap made sense. It's led me to here.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. And it comes down to being open-minded, right? As long as you keep your mind open to what's going on around you, you can have a lot more success. Another one of my clients, she said to me once, do you think I could be a good speaker? And I said, well, of course you could be a good speaker. Now, I should back up a little bit and tell you that what her business is that she's a medium. And if those of you who don't know what a medium is, a medium is someone who is an intermediary between the afterlife and people who are here alive today on Earth. And I don't know whether or not that's something that is real or not, but I know she believed that she had that gift. And she asked me, do you think I'll be a great speaker? I said, I think you'll do great. I said, as long as you keep an open mind, you'll do fine. And she said, an open mind? I talk to dead people. I think my mind is open. But so as long as we keep our minds open, we can really do anything that it is that we want to do. We just need to be open to what's happening around us.
Yeah,
for sure. And that awareness is plays an incredible role, and where you put your focus and your thoughts. It takes leaps of faith, as you know, as well. And, you know, to kind of get yourself past those fears, those doubts, and to rely on something that you can't see, in front of you, but you can see it in your mind. And that's such an important aspect, because if you allow that mind to help you, and to that point about being open, that's the only way you can catch these vibes, folks. Like, this is the flow. This is what's happening, you know, when you allow yourself. And, you know, that it reminds me of that saying, you know, life is lived forward, but often, you know, misunderstood, you know, not understood until you look backwards. And I've used that a lot in a lot of the shows in the last few little while, because there seems to be this theme for, you know, the beginning of this year and looking at 2018, but definitely open-minded and moving that needle based on allowing some things to happen as well. People get in their own way, right, Parrish?
100%. You know, and that's the thing. We have these fears of what could happen. And that fear of what could happen prevents us from taking any action at all many times. And I know you've probably had guest after guest after guest talk about this, but it's still an important topic because there are a lot of people who have so much to offer. They have a gift that they haven't even begun to realize that they have. And the only reason it's still within them is because they're so fearful of letting it loose. Because maybe they don't know how to control it yet. Almost like a child who gets, you know, loose in the grocery store and you're not sure what's going to happen. And suddenly you find them having this really great conversation with an adult, right? And we're afraid of allowing ourselves to grow and to become that amazing thing that we were put here on earth to do.
Sure.
The chance of being born is like a bajillion to one.
Yeah, right.
Just that chance. So because of that, you've got to believe that you have something incredible to offer. I'm not going to say something special, something incredible offer the rest of the world just because of that. There was an article I read several months ago about this umpire who was about to umpire a game in Pittsburgh for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And if you've ever been to Pittsburgh, you know that there are a lot of bridges because there are a lot of rivers. And a lot of those bridges lead right to the stadium. And he was walking across one of the bridges to the stadium that day, and he saw this woman who was climbing over the edge of the bridge, and he could tell that she was going to off herself. And he knew right away, I need to take action. And he walked right over to her, grabbed her. He put his arms around her into a bear hug, and she said, let me go. I want to kill myself. He said, not today, not on my watch. And a few other people came over and helped him. But that man, whatever, you know, that umpire, whatever things happened in his life in the past, that day he changed someone else's life because he was not afraid to take action. He was not afraid to put himself out there. You know, a lot of people might be afraid of saying, I don't want to touch someone else. That's not PC. That's not where the world is today. He saw, I need to take action now, and the rest of it makes no difference. Something has to get done. He saved someone's life that day, and who knows who else's lives were impacted positively or whose lives were prevented from being impacted in a negative way because of the actions he took that day.
Well, yeah, when you let go of the baggage, you let go of the excuses, and you let go of, you know, what was, and you leave yourself open to what's possible, then it's amazing what jumps into your life, right? It's amazing the opportunities that become present that weren't there a second ago once you make that decision to let that go, and he obviously did that. And there's a lot of people out there, I think, that are holding on to their circumstances, holding on to their results, and that's keeping them for what's possible just right in front of them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that, and that's literally all it is. It's something that's sitting right in front of you. You simply need to reach out and grab it and make it become tangible. And
so how do we do that? If somebody's really scared and nervous and they don't have that confidence, where does it come from? How do they do that?
Susan Jeffers wrote a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I think that's what it's called.
Feel the fear and do it anyway. Yep.
And literally, I believe, and you have to start with small steps. Obviously, you know, you're not going to be Fonzie and jump over a shark on water skis the first time. That's not going to be the thing you're going to do. Why that came into my mind, I have no idea.
I don't either.
For those millennials listening in, just Google happy days.
That's right.
Happy days.
Happy days, Fonzie and shark.
And shark.
But my point is that, you know, there's a quote that says, the middle class is comfortable being comfortable. World class is comfortable being uncomfortable. And you have to begin to test those boundaries, just almost like a child, right? You test your boundaries. You see how far you can go. What can I get a little bit uncomfortable with today? And you stretch that zone of comfort to become greater than it was before. And then the next day you do this, take the next step and the next step. And little by little, that zone of comfort becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. One of these, and I'm going to say this here, I've never said this out loud to anybody else before. One of these things that has been rattling around in my brain for a while is how cool would it be to walk across the country? And I literally have been thinking about that even more deeply in the last couple of weeks. How amazing would it be to walk across the country? What a great physical representation it would be of accomplishing a goal by taking your very first step and then continuing to take another step and another step and another step, because that's how things are accomplished. How do you eat an elephant? I used to say that to my elementary school students because they loved to laugh and joke about that when I talked about it. But literally, you eat it one bite at a time. Obviously, we're not going to eat an elephant, but that the idea is everything happens one step at a time. So if you want to get past these fears that you have, then take a small step. Take a small step and you'll probably find out that it's not as scary as you think. It's not
enormous. Yeah, no, there's enormous power. I was going to say in starting something, right?
Yeah, and that's really what it comes down to. You know, you light the fuse and that fuse burns for a while before the bomb goes off. And I don't mean in a negative way. I mean an explosion of productivity, an explosion of accomplishment or an explosion of success. And that's what happens at the end of that. So you've got to light the fuse if you want that explosion to happen. If you never light the fuse, the explosion never happens. If you never get in the game, you never get to cross the finish line. It's just how it is.
Yeah,
I love it.
And you become, you know, your results and your support system is fueled by those who are around you. And a lot of people have a lot of people around them that hold them back, that hold them down, that don't help nurture that. And you know, a piece of that is, you know, be careful who you listen to, and if you need to, find a different group of friends. Find
you know, a lot of us, we like to ask questions of people that we know are going to give us the answer we like, right? We all hang around with the same people who pretty much have the same politics as us, they have the same viewpoints as us, and if we're scared about taking action, we probably hang around people who are also scared of taking action, because that way we don't feel so badly about ourselves. So If you want to change your life, you need to either change the people around you or change the people around you.
yeah, it's that's as simple as it gets, folks. Because you know it is certainly an effect on you, and you know if you look and step back from that a little bit, I think you'll agree. And, you know, we often get tainted by, our environment. And that's just natural because, you know, social heredity and environment has been a cause, for where we are in our lives. And the effect of it, you know, is certainly showing up. But you can change all that, which is the great thing, right, Berge?
It is.
You can change it all.
A friend of mine did a Facebook Live yesterday. He's in Utah for something. I'm not sure why he's out there, but he was with some friends in the car and they were driving up the mountain. He was going skiing for the very first time. And he said on the Facebook Live, "I'm really nervous. I've never done this before. And the closer we get, the more nervous I'm getting because we've got all this equipment. I don't know how to use the equipment. I'm in Utah. I see these are big mountains." But he was around people who skied. And because of that, now he's going to become a skier, and by changing who he was around, who he was yesterday became forever changed. Now he knows how to ski.
Right. That's
now he knows how to change too.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
You're working on coaching this year in 2018, and obviously you're speaking. What would you say to people listening in right now on ways that you can help them? Because I know that you are a giver, and you believe in the giver's gain. And I can't wait for your book to come out. You've got by the way, folks, just go to bearspeaks.com. That's my plug out. Go there right now while you're listening, because you can take a look at his book, and he's got some awesome, people that, really are endorsing it. And I love it because, that's just not something that happens, just so you know. And I've written a book out there, and it's not everybody lines up to give you some good quotes, but there's some amazing people that have on this book, and it's worth taking a peek at and getting it, a closer, deeper dive with Berge. And I'm sure you pulled out, no stops in that book, Berge, in terms of what you've learned and how you can help people. But let everybody, let's figure out how they can connect with you and what you can help them with.
Absolutely. So yeah, my website is bergespeaks.com, and the biggest thing, if you're someone who has any kind of inkling to take your life to the next level, if that's what you want to do, if there's another level or another two or three levels, or you want to create the U 2.0 or the U 3.0, I really believe that by honing your speaking chops, you can take yourself there. The person in the front of the room is the person who makes the most money. The person in the front of the room is the person who has the most influence. The person in the front of the room is the person who is seen as the expert. The person in the front of the room is the person who's seen as the authority. Mm-hmm. And if you have fears about doing that, like we said earlier, there's a simple system to plug into that I can show you and teach you so that you can be just as successful as the best speaker you've ever seen, because you'll use the exact same system that they use, and it's literally that simple. And you can connect with me through my website. You can also go to my Facebook page, which is bergefan.com, and I'll spell it for you, because heck, I know most people don't know how to spell Berge. So that's bergespeaks.com or bergefan.com, and I have a pretty active Facebook page. I post on there several times a day. So that's the speaking leg, the coaching leg of my life. The other leg of my life is, if you can't tell from the inflection in my voice, I love to inspire people to be more. I love to inspire people to think differently about themselves. I love to inspire people to grab hold of what it is they have always wanted to do, what they've always wanted to be, what they've always wanted to become, what they've always had a passion to do, and finally take the steps and actions they need to take in order to get to that place. And I also love to inspire people who think that they've actually reached the summit or the apex of what they can achieve, and show them that there actually is so much more. There are so many more layers that you can achieve, and so much further than you can go. We all can be absolutely unstoppable in our lives if we allow ourselves to be. So I like to show people how they can get past those fears and take off the governor of their life and move forward as fast as they want to move.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing piece. What's next? Speaking of inspiring other people, who inspires you, and what's next?
I want to tell you something I'm really super excited about. In April, I'm going back to my old high school, and I'm going to speak there to the senior class. I am beyond ecstatic about it. I'm just volunteering my time to do it. It literally took some work to get that to happen, because the folks who are there now are not the folks who were there when I was in school. So I'm just some stranger who happens to have a diploma from that school. That helped a little bit, but not as much as my conversations with them and meeting them and getting to know each other a little bit. So now it's worked out where I'm going to be speaking there. And what I'm working on next is getting some sponsorships so that I can actually give everyone in the senior class my book.
Love it.
And I want to make that happen.
That's awesome.
And as I thought through that process, I thought, well, why can't I do that in other places besides my old high school? And a few days ago, I was speaking with one of my former students who teaches now at the school that I used to teach at the high school that I used to teach at. And he said, you know, we'd like to have you come in to speak to our junior initiative students. And it's a really big program that they have there. And it's in the past several years, they've, because of budgetary things, they've kind of scaled it back and they want to bring it back again. And he said, we'd love to have you come in and speak. I said, I'd love to give everyone a book. Let's start talking about sponsorship so that we can get the book paid for and put a book in everyone's hands. And I'm beginning to believe that that is a really viable and effective way to go and reach as many kids that age, because mm-hmm. most public schools
for sure.
don't have the funding to bring
right.
a speaker in, and that's a way to do
right.
it. And they also don't have the funding to put books in the kids' hands, like my book, which is something that's sorely needed in the public school system. We don't
I
teach kids how to be entrepreneurs. We don't
no,
teach
we
kids how to believe about in themselves and how to take steps that will help them to grow. And we don't teach them about personal development. We teach them about the ABCs and reading and counting. And obviously there are some very important things behind all that. We need to do that, but there's so much more to life than just that. And
for sure.
I'm seeing this way that I may possibly be able to have some inroads and do that. And because of my history, because of my past as a teacher, I know how to speak to that age group and I know how to resonate with them really well. So I'm excited about what possibilities lie for myself down the road.
That's pretty cool. A really good chance to give back. Not only, but to collaborate, to make that give back even bigger than what you might even imagine.
Exactly. That's exactly
well,
right.
Well, it's way beyond yourself
yeah,
now.
Sure.
And I think you're tapping into something that, you know, it's coming from probably even a higher place that, you know, you want to get that message out because you know how many people it's going to be able to help. And that's the big thing. I love that you challenge yourself to think bigger because mm-hmm. you thought of something out of the box, then you thought even bigger beyond that box even that you were in because that's growth. We just come out of one box into another. And then the box is just bigger, and then, you know, you continue to press yourself forward and get out of the boxes and continue to, you know, impact more lives as that box gets bigger. You know, we all can challenge ourselves to do that.
You know, there's this
amazing.
Quote we talk about life unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There are an infinite number of folds to unfold.
mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
So we want to unfold as many of those infinite folds as possible before our day is done.
For sure. I mean, you know, not to get too philosophical or even foo-foo, but, you know, as the universe expands, so do we. And so it's natural. You know, it's natural to expand, and a lot of times we don't allow ourselves to do that. So knowing that and it's natural, then you just follow, you know, you follow that and follow what's, you know, important to you. And that's the gift we all have. And I love that you said that because we all have a genius. We all have something we're really good at doing. And that what you're good at doing is definitely helpful to other people. So remember that, you know, and follow that.
Zig Ziglar said, the more people you can help get what they want, the more you get what you want. That's what life is about.
For
it's
sure.
about helping people.
It's true.
Sure. Just helping
true.
People. These shows go so fast. And I remember saying that even before when you were on because it's true and we like to you know get through as much as possible and of course you know you're friends with us and we're certainly gonna you know come back and circle back around but Alan we might as you know it's that time brother
that time it's that time hate to say it but you know I'd like to we need a couch so we can all three to be together and do couch
yeah,
side
right?
discussions you know because that's what this feels like right.
The
talking about
chats,
dropping, you know,
sure.
little trends.
How cool would that
but
be?
How about a bottle of wine? How about a bottle
go.
Of wine with that? There you
I'll
go.
I'll go for a bottle
there
of wine.
Go.
Could be like, who was it? Hoda and Kathy
Hoda
Lee.
Hoda and Kathy Lee. Yeah. yeah. They're whining all the time. Absolutely.
Well,
what a bad way to
we're
go.
Connected, and for sure, when we're connected, and you know, those paths will obviously lead somewhere. And you know, Alan and I both do speaking, so you never know where that's going to land. But we also have something coming up, and certainly we've talked about that before. So you're not going to, you know, for our community and the audience as it's growing, you're not going to, you're going to see Bears again, and some really cool stuff we're going to be working on in the future. As long as he accepts to coming back and do that, of course.
100%. I love being on your show. Your show is actually the first show that I've been a guest on twice.
I love it. There you
that's
go.
That's very cool.
We've hit two twice as today. Right? Does that make sense?
It's true. We had something else though. That was the second time. But, you know, the funny thing, we're now part of a story with Bears. And as you can hear, he tells stories. And I'm sure at some point we get to be blessed with one of those stories out there that he can relate to and how it's, you know, affected his journey because everything happens for reasons. And, you know, one of those things we can be proud of. And we're certainly proud of you. We're certainly excited about the growth, and it's always been fun to talk to you and connect with you and watch all the you know, big leaps that you're taking and the people that you're affecting. So it's fun to see because there's a big smile on his face as I say that, because he knows how it feels, and that's the big thing.
And I gotta say, I'm super grateful to you folks for you know, both you and Alan to allow me to be on your show and to help impact some lives. I hope that folks take this to heart and take some action that maybe they were a little bit fearful of taking before. So I appreciate that. And like your hat says, Chris, you only live once.
That's it. That is it. It's a great reminder for sure. And just a shout out to the audience. We really appreciate you. Alan, obviously, you know, we have a lot of fun on the show.
Yep.
We are doing a venture show on Facebook Live. You'll probably see Bears with us at some point, do some fun stuff, Q&A, open up, you know, some discussion about some things, and maybe even catch him when he's doing something live somewhere else and, you know, really doing something crazy, you know, and we'll go a little bit step further and help impact people. But you can catch us on Google Play, iTunes, of course, Stitcher, Podomatic, and, of course, we're featured on C-Suite Radio, and so will Bears. We'll have them up there and check it out, and the show notes will be out soon enough. And we'll have all the connections for you to get a hold of Bears. And this show has been sponsored by something Alan and I are really excited about, is the Mavericks magazine. And we'll come up with a little bit more about that over the next little while. But we're excited for you guys to get a hold of it. The tools that are going to be in it and the people that are going to be in it are just incredible. And that's coming up very soon. But thank you very much. And it wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.